You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to The Voice. We are on week two of Eliminations Week. And this week it's Marky Allen.
This is correct.
And I. So where can we follow you, Mark?
Well, that's a good question. On Twitter, you follow me, Mark E. Allen. What about you?
Just an E, right?
No, yes, just an E, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, you can follow me at Macedo Music.
Ooh, okay. I am.
Oh, well, you know, tweet me about it.
You know who you can also tweet is Ronnie Jr. Media in the booth.
That's true. You could tweet that.
Hello.
You could also tweet Marcy E. Lago.
Music. Is that how she says it?
Marcy E. Lago.
She does
music.
It like Marcy E. Lago. But that's what she says, right?
Well, she says Marcy E. Lago mostly, but yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know. I guess it was the same thing. But anyways, she'll be calling in and dissecting the show with you guys. I was having a great time watching this show with you guys. I usually don't get to see it. Great voice show on NBC. And of course, on our after show, we want to always remind you guys to comment and rate our shows here at AfterBuzz. You know the hosts work really hard to bring you a great after show, so do us a favor back. We don't charge you. Like, we don't make you download anything.
Everybody here, all the hosts volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh. No,
yeah, you just don't get paid.
Except for Mark.
Oh.
Mark gets paid, I guess. Yeah. He's that good.
Bam. No.
Awesome.
Well, I guess we could grab Marcy because, you know, let's make this a real fun show.
Yeah, got to get her in a corner. Hey, Marcy, what's up?
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm in your corner alone.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
He's totally alone in the corner. It's just Mark and I. Yeah,
what?
Mark and I have to look at him the whole time.
No, you don't.
I'm driving from San Diego, and I wanted to be a part of everything, so here I am.
Did you watch the episode, Marcy?
I watched it, yes.
It was good, right? I'm starting to, you know, appreciate some of these performers.
It was very good, actually.
Yeah, especially compared to last week where, I don't know, it took us a while to warm up. It
took him a while to warm up. Last week was eliminations, actually, and I was just online looking at a pretty good summary of it. Basically, we learned who survived.
Yeah.
At first, you know, of course, they're going to stall it as much as possible. So at first, they were, here, I'll read you so it is correct. Adam Levine performed. Gym Class Heroes performed. Six of Blake's artists performed, and America voted. Safe until the next round are Jermaine, Paul, Raylan.
Why?
And Aaron Willen. Yeah.
Can you just say real quick that Mark was right on that? Marcy?
No, you're still not right.
I told you she was going to make it through, and I was right.
You did say that. What are you going to say about that, Marcy?
I say she still sucks, and she's not going to win, and she's just there for laughability. Like, it's awful.
All right, well, you know.
Wow, as a comedic
twist. She's there for what? Your phone cut off just a bit.
Laughability?
Laughability.
Laughability, yeah.
Why so harsh? Ooh. Somebody needs to give you a hug. Jeez.
Well, you know, at least you're laughing, right?
That's true.
Seriously.
No laughing while driving.
No laughing and driving, girl.
So that was the summary for last week. So now we're down to 12, and we kind of like a lot of this group. I mean,
well, yeah. Now we're down to 12. We started off with it was a big entrance. Obviously, it's live. It's like a big deal. It's clear that everyone's under a lot of pressure. We started off with Team Adam and Katrina Parker, who worked as an insurance.
It sounds like
agent.
Marcy's in Hurricane Katrina. it's kind of, you may want to put those windows up if you're in the car. But anyways.
The windows are up. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I'm doing 80. That might be part of it.
Nice. Well, at least you're getting there fast. But Katrina Parker, insurance agent.
Yes, coming out looking identical to Adele.
Yeah, looking a lot like Adele, the blonde version. Mm-hmm. They even dressed her up kind of like Adele. Mm-hmm. Christina said that she seemed restricted by the dress.
Yeah, I mean, I like the staging with the violins down the staircase. It was kind of cool. But overall, I mean, it was good. It was nothing terrible.
Yeah, I mean, she was good. It's just all I kept thinking was Adele. Marcy, I know that you thought that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I thought. When she came out, I was like, oh, okay, Adele knockoff. Total, like, little karaoke show. But she has a great voice.
Yeah. Okay, but do you guys think that people are comparing her to Adele because her voice sounds like Adele or because she's large and in charge?
I think they styled her like her. I mean, they put her in that category. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
They styled her a different way.
That is a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To even be compared. But at least she didn't do an Adele song. That would just be too much. But mm-hmm. I thought it's funny Team Adam said, okay, I'm just going to talk about the big elephant in the room. And it's Adele. And it's Adele. And I just wanted Adele to, like, come out of with an elephant costume on. Just, nobody else thought that. Okay.
Yeah, and you wanted Carson Daly to mess up.
Really bad.
Line,
I could
did.
Tell.
How
could
dare
tell.
You talk bad about Carson Daly? He's the greatest.
Because it's live, and you know that they're all like, oh, my God, if I fuck up, it's going to be... This is also live. If I F up, it's going to be now. I'm like, oh, my God, you know? So I really just am like, just make a mistake. Because Ryan Seacrest is seamless.
Carson Daly is an amazing talent.
He is very talented. But he said, "It's you know, let's see, what did you thart instead of thought?
Yeah.
What did you thart?
What did you thart?
And he then, farted on stage? What?
He started, so he finally...
So he actually fucked up. Effed up. I called it. All right. Okay, so obviously I'm...
Oh, it's Michelle tonight.
Oh, shiznit. Okay, well, next was on Team CeeLo was Cheeto.
Chessa,
whatever. She sang a Thelma Houston song, Don't Leave Me This Way. And apparently there's
a
lot of...
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, too. Apparently there's a lot of Twitter haters, and a lot of the teams brought that up and are basing a lot of their choices on what Twitter followers do and say. Which is pretty crazy.
I just hope people, you're talking about the criticisms online. I hope it's not because maybe it was the song choice, because that is an older song from the 70s. Do you think that's why they were extra?
Oh, well, they weren't criticized. Well,
not about this performance in the past,
About her winning the battle rounds.
Yeah.
So CeeLo wanted her to prove them all wrong.
Yeah, and I think she did, because coming out, I did not think she was going to do that well. She even did some choreography at the end, which was...
Getting it.
Yeah, she totally did. Yeah, she was getting it. That's true. That's very true. She was in your corner. She was getting it. And there was also some weird random dancers.
Brought
those back. But still,
I will say that I was not on her team at all, and I thought the other girls should have won. But she totally came out and did her thing, and I give her her props. Like, get it, Chessa. Like, I hope they actually vote her through, because she stepped up to the plate when she had to.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You could really tell she was giving it everything. Blake said it was solid gold.
Yeah, it was like watching solid gold.
Yeah, which is that very exciting? I don't know.
I know. I'm like, is that a compliment?
I'll tell you what. Adam said it wasn't set apart like he wanted it to be. Like,
he wanted
it didn't
to be
pop.
Jumping out of his seat, but I mean, overall, it was a great performance. But I mean, I can see what he's. There's
no
wow factor.
What else could you do? do?
More dancers.
More dancers. More
shirtless dudes.
Yeah.
I know nothing about fashion, but was that a good look that what's his name? Adam had the shirt with that.
Oh, the black on black.
Was that? But it just looked funky to me. He looked. Yeah, he looked.
It did look kind of weird, but he's cool. Hot. So anything he does,
I know.
Everybody
I like.
Loves
I love Adam. He could wear a paper bag. And
yeah,
I'd be like, go
that's
back.
True.
Yeah, CeeLo, exactly. On the other hand, he wore something.
CeeLo can do wrong.
which was last week.
He does do wrong.
But this week he was solid.
Honestly, I'd rather have him wear his PJs now. I prefer his PJs.
PJs and cat or PJs and no cat?
Well, you gotta have the cat.
No cat. Never the cat.
Sometimes I wonder if it's alive.
He's like a big black Alice in Wonderland, like with the queen.
Yeah, with the Cheshire cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, weird. Yeah, totally. Wow, that's a trip. Anyway. Well, CeeLo loved it. Yeah. And then we cut to Christina Milian in the social media room.
Yes.
And Jamar was talking. She was like, oh,
yeah, this is
so
fair. Like, she, like, teased his little performance for him.
Yeah, that's I know. I think she has a crush on him, and that's why.
I don't think she was the one that said, hey, let's just... Hey.
No, but I'm telling you, like, she seemed... I don't know. I think that was
smart on the voices part, because you do have to tease something.
That's true.
You know? So, I mean... He was the last performer, so...
He was the last performer. Smart. He got extra time, maybe. But they do tease everybody else. But I was wondering why they didn't, like, you know, be like, tweet at anyone else. And he said something good. He said that he doesn't have fans, he has family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was totally cheesy. It was too much.
Yeah, it was Macaroni Tony, but I think people will like it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I'm sure you're not letting random fans come to your house for dinner.
Like, Christmas is going to be crazy at his house. Oh my God.
He's like, Jamar, you said we were family, remember?
I'll be there. I'm part of his family.
What happened to family? Well, next on Team Adam, we had Tony Luca, he was the Mouseketeer. Okay.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I thought the performance was good, though.
I thought it was good, too.
I thought it was okay. Yeah. I thought Christina's comments were, like, right on for him.
What?
She was so mean.
She wasn't mean to any of the couple people that sucked, like, tonight. And then with him, with somebody that's her supposedly friend or whatever.
Childhood friend
or
whatever.
And then she totally, like, bashed him for no reason.
I totally didn't think it was mean. It was just honest.
What?
It was true.
She said
there's better voices in the, like, yeah, but you don't need to say that.
There are.
She didn't say that to Ray Lynn. She didn't say that to anybody else.
Which song did he perform?
He sang Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Oh, what I saw was good.
Yeah, it was a solid performance. He had a cool look, like a fresh look, whatever. And
no, it wasn't bad. She didn't say it was bad. She just said that.
Yeah,
there
but you don't do that.
She said, like,
there was worse performances tonight, and she said better things about them. Like the Egyptian chick later that we'll talk about. Like,
come on.
And she's like, oh, I can see.
She said first, right off the bat, because I think she is thinking everyone's going to think that I'm on his side, even though I'm not. You know, just because.
No, but I thought what she said was so valid. She was like, you know what? I don't want this show to be about... Ooh, who you knew or who you are, like celebrity wise. You know, this is supposed to be the voice. She made an honest comment.
She did say, though. And maybe it was true and maybe not. I mean, I think that they should have made this song, like, more modern. It sounded, like, right out of the 80s.
Yeah, I guess, but...
But she said he's one-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay to say that. Yeah. Like, he needs room to grow, whatever. Let's be positive.
She didn't even try to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't know. It was unnecessary. It made me think, like, yeah, and what you said earlier was her saying, you know, I'm still better than you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
It's crazy. She
did not.
Sometimes it seems like that. I don't know. I didn't feel that way at all.
But she didn't. I mean, it's going to hurt him.
Actually, all her comments tonight, I was like actually agreeing with her for once.
Yeah. Well, basically, I thought it was her way of saying, like, now simmer down. I'm still better than you.
Yeah, and now he's that's
really?
Gonna hurt. Yeah, that's yeah. gonna that those comments were the worst, like the worst comments of the night.
And
saying
do
that
they,
to him
they're
and
not
bashing.
Putting,
and do
like,
they really play that up? The whole like they were friends. I mean, they
show
like,
pictures. Whatever.
Do, yeah.
I mean, but that was in the olden era.
But
of
they
her
do
and,
say that because
I totally
mean,
didn't take it like that.
No, it was.
But like, do they
crazy.
Communicate? Like, would they have communicated? Did he have her number? Not really.
I mean, he hasn't seen her since then. But I mean, that's his story. That's what they bring. That's what he brings to the table. But he had a solid performance. There was no reason why she had to lowball him like that. Now people are not going to vote for him just because of that.
Or they'll feel bad that she said that and vote for him. I thought it was mean.
Or they won't vote for him because he was really just okay and not very memorable.
That's true.
But I thought it was a really good performance.
I mean, yeah.
And obviously, I'm right, so...
Clearly.
Okay, next person.
You're just quiet.
What'd you think about Kim Yarbrough?
Yeah, on Team Adam. I like how she said Kim Yarbrough. She referred to herself in third person and said, doesn't go out looking stupid.
Yeah, well, I think she did.
She totally did. I felt, like, so bad for her, because I was pulling for her, you know, because, like, go fish. Like, seriously, she looks super young, super great. What are you doing?
Nope.
She should have never done that song.
Don't do that song.
Okay, what song did she do? Rolling in the Deep.
Last year, maybe do that song. Maybe not this year.
It's a mistake. I think Adele's songs right now.
Yeah, it's like a constant thing with these reality singing shows. Yeah. Don't do Adele. Don't do Adele. Don't do Adele. And every time they do Adele, it's like, oh, they shouldn't have did that.
Yeah. It's never going to sound like the... People want it to sound like the recording on the radio. But then if they hear
different.
That...
Exactly.
Then they're like, well, we want something different, you know? Yeah. And it's just like she really trapped herself in there.
And she has a huge voice and she's a great singer, but... Wow, that choice just, I mean, I don't, I think she's in trouble.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we are friends.
doesn't happen very often, folks. Enjoy it.
Yeah, soak it in.
Yeah. Well, okay, she looked mad at the end. That's what I wrote down. She looked like, but her face was just really intense. And I couldn't tell if she was like crying because she was upset or because she was happy. Did you guys know? I was just like, Kim Yarbrough doesn't go out looking stupid. Anyway, Team CeeLo, James Missoni sitting on a park bench in James Street.
Wow, he was right on James Street. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. I always go on James Street on the NBC lot. Yeah. Oh, apparently, he's another Twitter one. Apparently, he was like stalked by a billion girls that love him. And, you know, I guess... He's huge with the ladies.
What did you think about his performance, Marcy?
I thought it was good. He was pitchy in some parts, but like that little soft, sensitive little boy thing, come on, that goes over big.
Yeah.
I mean, so Justin Bieber.
It was a different song choice. CeeLo did a really good job with his song choices tonight.
For the most part.
Yeah. I think, that's true. But I think. That the song choice was really good.
I thought it was really good, too.
And can't go wrong with that song.
He had his boy band moment up there. And just when you thought there was going to be... You know, that was all the girls that were going to scream for him, he went to another part of the crowd. And then
he did.
Screamed.
And that's what CeeLo's note was, that he was a little too distracted by the ladies, but he said, that's like me. So it's totally fine. And then he's creepy.
But I was surprised by his performance. I didn't expect that. And he's growing on me.
Yeah, he's grown on me too. Him and his ears.
I'm like, them ears.
I know. Now, Marcy, would you date him?
Absolutely not.
That would be the most hilarious day ever. I want to do a blind date with that. And then, you know that show, Blind Date, that used to be on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still on, but those are two people I'd pair together. Whoa.
That's the host and
the creator. I totally did not
even know. And I see him at Ralph's all the time.
Oh, crazy. Stop him one time when we talked about him. I'm gonna come on the show. Okay, the next one was also Team CeeLo with Juliet Sims doing Roxanne by the Police.
Mm-hmm.
And best performance of the night.
I thought, that was a great song choice. And she said,
was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
They all loved her.
Yeah. Her dress was
short. I'm worried about her.
Me too, her voice.
Let me tell you why. Because... You had five rehearsals, and they were all, like, not good situations? Okay, that means something's wrong with you.
They were all not what? Say that again?
In the beginning, in her package, the first thing she said was, I had five records, and they were all ended up being bad situations.
Oh, really?
What does that mean?
That means she's probably super special.
Super. Wait, sorry, I didn't hear that word. Super what to work with?
You're saying like special. Like difficult, correct?
Yeah, well, not necessarily difficult, but yeah. There's something going on with her. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true. That is a little crazy. That seems like a red flag.
And a lot of people don't want to work with, like, I hate the term, but damaged goods. I mean, she'd been out there 5 records. Like, obviously something's not working, you know?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. And at the same time, she could be just, you know, easy to work with, and then something crazy happen every time.
Yeah, and like you were saying, you're worried about her voice.
Yeah, I'm worried about her voice.
She's gonna lose it.
Because sometimes she goes for the note, and you know, she has that raspy voice, so sometimes sound comes out and sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes she seemed genuinely surprised that it didn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
And for going on tour and for doing that like every night or doing like concerts all the time, that just scares me, and it makes me nervous for her voice. And then I'm like, don't push it and all this stuff. But I think she's an awesome performer.
Yeah.
And she
has a cool look, cool sound.
Yeah, definitely. I think Adam has Adam's going to Boner Town for her. I was like, are you talking about yourself? Oh.
And she was quoting right there.
That's a quote. It's a direct quote. But yeah, okay, so we're all friends again.
Yeah.
Yay.
I didn't think it was the best performance of the night, though. But I thought it was really one of the
Of course you didn't.
So, but Marcy, you thought it was the best of the night?
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Next is Team Adam. Okay, I love this girl, Matai.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a John Legend song, which that's exactly her voice type.
She's so fantastic. Yep.
She's so good.
She's so pretty, too.
I know. She's so pretty. And you know that she, like, her life before this was nothing like it is now. I mean, obviously.
Student.
Exactly. Like, dude, parents, like, I get it. You want her to be, like, you know, have a sustainable career and all that stuff, but
you have a gift.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah. Pimp that out.
Yeah.
Yep. And now she is.
Yeah.
And she's going to be fine. She's going to have a deal no matter what.
Yeah.
And do you guys vote? I mean,
yes. I already voted. I'm not going to say who. I voted.
What? Why not? Why won't you tell us? What is this?
I have Sprint.
The president?
Shut up. That's what I just said to him before the show.
But even like Christina was saying, like it was a little too loungy for her. I like the loungy, loungy feel with the song. I thought it was cool. I thought it was simple, but
I agree.
I loved it.
Yeah, I feel like she's very like their powerhouse, and I think Matai can go there, but she's. I think Christina just wants it always to be like that every time, and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
I think it was jazzier than she wanted. But, yeah, I thought she was amazing. She never fails. Adam said she was from a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
She is so good.
I want to go there.
Yeah. He wants to go there, too. Another ticket. Non-refundable. To you know where. And she's 19. I looked it up.
Right, so
I thought she was younger.
We won't run into that problem this week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're making sure for Mark's legal safety.
We don't want you in jail or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad
we do. That'd be funny. We could do an episode from there.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay, next is Tony Vincent from Team CeeLo. He is very scary looking because Mark told me about the movie Powder.
Have you seen the movie Powder? Anyone?
Oh, yeah. He so does.
He's straight from the movie, but I think he's got a cool, memorable look. But this the staging today with him just trapped. Yeah, I mean, that's a cool effect for a performance if you have another performance right after where you can move around a little bit. If it's part of a whole concert. But that, I mean, it just restricted him. I don't know, you get the Power Ranger dancers around.
Oh, yeah, the Power Rangers, dude. Yeah, it was, like, way 80s. It was way distracting. And I thought of, I know someone that just got into the Blue Man Group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, if he walks through something blue and he just paints himself that, he could totally do that in a second.
In. Yeah.
He's so in.
That's terrible.
They should really talk
Which
to him
Which he
about
might
that.
Need to. Because
vocals were really pitchy, too, though.
Yeah, I mean,
just, yeah, that's true.
It was like he was trying to make up for being up
on
the balcony.
Yeah, for not moving around enough.
Yeah.
And then Mark said, man, I really wish that he could, like, what do you like walk around or whatever, and it turned yeah. around into a staircase.
Which was a transformer.
Yeah, staircase. It was definitely Transformer, Power Rangers, Animorphs, any yeah. of those references.
So he is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Carla Davis, Team Adam. She did Airplanes. Oh.
I like the idea of her doing something like that.
I think like, that it sounded good
in
rehearsal.
Yeah, I love that song, and I love the Airplanes, the chorus especially. Good. But it just was not. It did not match up at
all. Out of breath the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like she was whispering. Good.
And I love that Adam was honest about that too. Like I felt like the judges were really a lot more honest on this show than they were on the last.
But Christina gave her compliments about this performance, talking about her runs and whatever, likes this, but she doesn't she doesn't like Tony Luca. She just bashes him, but Airplanes, this terrible, maybe the worst performance of the night.
I don't know what she was hearing, because I didn't hear any of that. But, yeah.
And
okay.
She was trying to sing the rapping part,
yeah,
and it was just like everything just
maybe if
ran
she had, it was like her and
other.
An acoustic guitar doing something like that,
yeah,
then that would be cool. But trying to work a stage, and she was standing on one of the plane wings that
Carla, Team Adam.
Yeah.
What?
Like, really?
The smoke? The clouds?
The smoke.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. And she was just, like, out of breath the whole time. I wanted to be like, okay, stop, breathe, and let's start over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know. Just stay in one place. Like,
I know. Just stand
still. You can't do both. It's okay.
And Adam was totally right on.
Yeah.
He's better. She is better, like, in rehearsal. She has to bring it to the stage.
Mm-hmm. This is, like, the beginning of a few bad performances for me.
Oh, yeah. This is a whole mess of them. Team CeeLo, Aaron Martin, the Egyptian.
Oh, man.
She's
that
lucky she's sexy.
That girl is a hot mess. And she wasn't so pretty to look at. I couldn't even watch her performances.
I feel like I was watching the Michael Jackson Remember the Time video.
You know what I feel like? What? I feel like Aaron is the Rihanna.
Oh, interesting.
Voice.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I see that.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, you know, she's pretty. She's a good package. But she can't sing live to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
She
probably would have a good recording.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Because she has a cool tone to her voice.
Yeah,
but
I like her voice. It's okay, the song that CeeLo chose was the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian. And
why?
That song, I know, it's like halfway just talking really fast. I didn't understand a word of what she was saying, besides Egyptian.
Yeah, and then she was so dressed up that after the whole performance, she was kind of just standing there like she was like the last one that didn't change after Halloween was over.
Yeah, Halloween it did.
I don't know.
And she had a bunch of male dancers with their shirts off, you know. Spartacus.
Did she look so sad at the end?
Yeah, but well, I think she knew. I think she knew that it just didn't come across because, the whole, it was kind of, I don't know, the scenery was nice, but it was not, like, if the volume was off.
Yeah, we should be watching her, and she looked uncomfortable. She looked awkward.
But she's capable of doing something kind of cool with,
with
a recording voice. I agree with you, Marcy.
Yeah. The bad song choice, CeeLo. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was probably his worst song choice.
That was like his one, like, bummer song.
Yeah, he can't do them all right, though. I mean,
yeah. Well, this was a team when Blake got a one-way ticket to Boner Town, actually. Mm-hmm. This was the time. Just want to point that out.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good moment.
Push that.
Yeah. The next one was Team Adam, and it was Pip.
Oh, Pip.
And he did The Killers when you were young. You know, I think there's something to be said for admiring someone and then trying to imitate them. I feel like
he should be on Glee.
Yeah, I could see the Glee thing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, because he
should be on the Glee reality show.
Totally. Yeah, the Glee project. That's true.
I thought he was going to come through like when he was rehearsing and he didn't have the bow tie on. He kind of had looked like a normal kid.
and then
he kind of just so uptight when he has the bow tie. And technically, he's a good singer, but today it didn't come across. It kind of was almost like a musical, which would be perfect for Glee. So, but his mom and dad had bow ties on.
They had little bow ties.
So that's his thing. He's going with that. That's his memorable thing.
Also, his name is Pip. You know?
Yeah. He's very proper.
I want to do rock. I want to be like Adam Levine. And people like Adam Levine, I'm sure, he has a totally different presence about him. And Pip should go off of like what he already has, not try to be someone else.
Right.
And Adam said something that was like, oh, you need to be more dangerous. But I'm like, Don't try to make him into you.
Right.
You know, just like people. He has a bow tie.
Bow ties aren't dangerous. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it's the fact that he wanted to do that kind of music.
Yeah.
So he's kind of pushing him and helping him. This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because he does need to let go. And there was a couple moments where he did, and he kind of let loose towards the end. And that part, there was a small little part that I liked when he kind of let loose and wasn't thinking about the whole performance. And
you can't do a rocker song and then do musical theater with it. It's just wrong. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think you can. He just can't.
Sorry, Pip. But he should be on Glee. I mean, he should be on the show Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe he will.
That's true. See if that happens. Team CeeLo, next and last is Jamar doing a Lenny Kravitz song. I mean, good choice. That's kind of like that's a given, kind of.
Yeah.
Are you going to go my way? Basically, CeeLo is like, it ain't broke, so don't fix it.
Yeah, and just, I mean, I thought his image, his style was really good. His vocals were on point. His energy with the stage.
Yeah.
He had this guitarist on stilts. That's always cool.
What?
that was super fantastic. That was my favorite part of the performance.
Okay, maybe it's because we're in L.A., but when I think about the casting breakdown for that, like, it's one of those that you're like, is this a freaking joke? When it's like, need professional guitar players that can walk on stilts at the same time. Those are ones that
I
like.
Was it
Blake? You know, CeeLo had that in one of his shows, and he called the girls up and was like, listen, maybe you can bring your sexy little selves over here.
Yeah, seriously, but I was freaked
stilt
out for
practice.
Them.
What were you going to say, Ronnie?
Oh, no, I was just, was it Blake that commented that he thought that was sort of ridiculous?
Away. Yeah, he said it was taken.
I thought it was a nice additive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Blake said it was distracting.
If he can pull, because of his energy and because of his vocals, he was able to, you know, put the main focus on himself, and that just kind of added to it. I mean, where other performances tonight, you got distracted.
I agree with Blake.
Stuff.
It was distracting. I mean, I don't even think I noticed him for the first, like, 30 seconds of the song. I was just like, oh, my God, that's super hot.
No, I wasn't distracted. I think, I mean, Blake is very country, and it's all about just the music and the guitars and the banjo, which, I mean, I like
he
that style, too.
He thinks lights are evil.
Yeah,
so.
But for this performance at the VMAs, it was solid.
Yeah, that's true. They're all VMA performances. And at the beginning, they did the whole thing where he was, like, on the stage, and it was, like, a whole light thing. It was, like, a whole
I felt like
thing.
It matched up to the song. The song is a funky song, so throw
cool.
in a funky element.
Totally cool.
Blake looked so uncomfortable, though, I thought, just in general, just like the way does he always sit like that? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, he's always like he always sits like kind of weird. Yeah,
he looked like he enjoyed season one more than he's enjoying.
Well, and he wasn't as dressed up as everybody else. And then even Adam told him he was wearing a crab jacket.
Yeah, seriously, I know he just went and said that at the beginning of the episode. And so that's all anyone could think about the whole time.
Yeah, that's it. But that was my favorite performance of the night.
And
so,
oh, that was your favorite?
Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
Interesting. I could see. Oh, Marcy, you think that wasn't a good performance?
No, I think it was good. I think it was totally good. He did a great job.
But that Mark is a fail.
Awesome.
Because I liked it the best. Then it's a fail.
Pretty much.
But I mean, whoever I say is going to make it through is probably going to make it through because I mean, last week.
Because you picked Crazy Girl.
I know.
Like,
I just know how the game
crazy.
Goes.
Yeah.
The game is the game is the game.
Okay. Did you just call it a game?
Quote
Thank
that.
You very much.
All right. Well, on that note, let's go to commercial.
Regroup.
Yes.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Well, hey, guys. So now we're going to move on to predictions. Our first prediction, yeah, I'm waiting for the music, of the night.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Is Mark and I were discussing this. What time will Marcy make it back home from San Diego? So you say you're going 80 miles an hour,
yeah,
correct?
What time did you leave?
I left right at 10 when the show was over.
Okay. Yeah, it should be like 12 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 12 22. Okay, I'm going to say, depending on how fast you're going, I'm just going to say 12 15. Just throw it out there.
All right.
Just throw it out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we got that.
We'll see, I guess.
All right, we got that out of the way. Now, okay, one at a time. And, you know, and Marcy can, of course,
now,
have her corner.
You're after Buzz.
All right. Here we go.
More.
All right. So, okay, Marcy. Marcy.
I don't want to go first. Mark goes first.
Okay, Mark, go first. So she knows who to disagree with.
Okay. You want me, who I'm voting for or who I think is going home?
Oh, who you think is going home.
Okay. Bottom three?
Yes. Just, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll do three.
Okay. I think Carla from B.O.B.
is going home.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. Tony Vincent from CeeLo's team is going to go. I think he's going to go home with Aaron Martin and Chessa are going to be in the bottom three. Mm. And then I think Carla is going to go home, but Pip and Kim Yarbrough are going to be in the bottom two.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. And do you have an opinion on who's going to win the whole thing?
At this point?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Good to know.
No, I think Jamar is up there, though. He's got everything you need, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Marcy?
I actually agree with you about Jamar.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
I think he's up there as well. And let's see, the bottom three. Definitely the B.O.B. girl.
Yeah.
Definitely Aaron.
Yeah.
And Pip or Luca?
Oh, Luca is the
Musketeer.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to stay. Prove her wrong.
I know.
All right, well.
But
I don't think he's going to stay.
Well, okay, and so if you had an opinion about, if you would have to say now, who would make it to the very end? You think Jamar?
I think Jamar he's going to be in the top three for sure.
She sounds like she's in pain disagreeing with you. I mean, agreeing with you.
Yes, she is.
I am. I'm agreeing with Mark.
Yeah, and she is in pain.
And now she's throwing up.
Out the window. On the 101.
Yeah, that's why it sounds like that. Yeah. Okay.
What about you? What do you think?
Oh, well, okay. Oh, this is hard. Okay. I think that maybe who's going to go home is Tony Vincent, the crazy, creepy powder guy. And
he's cool.
I know, but
he's going home.
And also maybe Tony Luca. I don't want him to, but I think he might. And I guess Carla. You know,
yeah.
She just didn't bring it.
Really, Aaron is not in your bottom three.
She's just so pretty. She's just so pretty.
She is.
Yeah, and also I brought it up It really, I think, is a bad idea for her or anyone to say, oh, you know, like, I want to be judged based on something else other than my looks.
Yeah.
Because they know they're so good looking. It's like, who the hell, who wants to vote for you now, you know?
Who said that? The Walk Like Egyptian girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when people say that?
She said what? Just like, oh, okay.
Well, because she's a former model.
She's a former model, but you know.
But she's saying she's hot, and she's saying she's also, like, gifted as a singer. Wow, she's saying a whole lot about herself.
Yeah, exactly. And she's saying, exactly.
Why is it so bad to have good self-esteem?
I was going
to
say, I love the confidence, so there's
Well, it's
there's
not
that.
Even a confidence. It's that she assumes that everyone, first of all, thinks she's attractive, which is, you know, which is an opinion. It's just everyone, you know. and not everyone will think the same thing. And also, it's saying that she feels like she has such a good voice that she can just be judged alone on that. And also, she's saying that we should feel sorry for her because she's so pretty.
Wow, you just ripped her a new one, sort of.
I know.
What's up, Christina Aguilera?
When Marcy's not in studio, you step up your Marcy corner game.
I guess that's it.
I'm like, get it, Michelle.
Woo.
All about you, boo.
Oh, girl. Okay, well, hopefully we will see Marcy next week in studio, and Mark and Melissa. And thank you for tuning in to The Voice After Show. And please vote for us. I mean, rate us on iTunes.
Vote for Maria on Dancing with the Stars.
Vote for Maria on Dancing with the Stars. And thank you for watching.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks,
from
guys.
Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.